And I sprayed the sucker good with my perfume.
The pillow.
The pillow with my perfume.
Now, when you say your
both
perfume, do you
sides.
Literally mean your perfume?
I literally mean my perfume, both sides.
You're not spraying it like a kitty cat would spray
No,
something.
Okay. I literally mean my perfume, both
just
sides.
Wanted to be clear on that.
And then I put the pillowcase back on so that when he went to sleep, he would smell my scent until he washed the pillow. And even then, as much as I saturated it and as much as it laid there, and I know he never washed the pillows, so I knew he'd smell my scent from that night on until
so
it finally dissipated.
So you came
dissipated.
Back to haunt him. In
I came back to haunt him at night in his dreams, yeah.
Remind me never to piss you off.
Oh, I've done worse than that, but.
Oh, have you now?
Yep. I've done worse than that.
Well, come on. Don't leave us in the dark.
Why? Why should I tell you?
One story. One story.
Oh, let's see.
This is bad when she has to think there's so many. She has to go, well, let's see.
I have
see.
To go, which one can I safely talk about on the
radio? Which one of these
the
will not get me, will not lead to any legal action?
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. There is one really dirty, stinking, nasty thing I did to a boyfriend, to an ex-boyfriend when he broke up with me.
Oh, I must hear this.
He had just bought a new car.
Oh, no.
And he had got new tires put on the car. And I'm not gonna give specifics because I think he still lives in town.
Okay.
And I rigged 4 nails so that when he drove away,
all four tires
would get punctured. But it was smaller nails, long but thin.
Yeah.
So
it'd be hard to find.
It would be A, hard to find, and B, it would be a very slow leak.
Okay.
So that when all 4 tires went flat, he wouldn't be anywhere near me.
Well, I'm assuming this happened before you and I met.
Oh, very long
okay,
ago.
We met 8 years ago, so I'm sure the statute of limitations.
I certainly hope so. I hope so, yeah. It wasn't very nice, and you know what? I did feel guilty about it. I really did.
Well,
I feel,
what fun is that?
That's the problem, is when I try to do things like this, I feel guilty. I feel very, very guilty.
You don't have the stomach for it, in other words.
I don't. I guess
most people don't, which is probably a good thing.
I've always believed, and research and science will back me up here, the best revenge is moving on with your life. The best revenge is getting over that person, improving your life, and one day finding somebody better.
Yeah, the best revenge is putting itching powder in his underwear.
That works, too. But see,
so
you know,
I've heard.
If Warren hadn't broken up with me, I wouldn't have met my wonderful husband here.
Oh, me, you mean?
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have met my wonderful husband, and we wouldn't be happily married all this time.
Yeah.
So at the time, it hurt like hell, but now I kind of see that there was a good reason for it, and I'm glad that we're not together anymore because I can be with my husband. But
yeah.
The other thing is I learned valuable lessons from that relationship. That was a bad relationship from the get-go.
Well, you do learn a lot from the valuable. You learn a lot from the bad relationships.
Exactly.
If only what not to do.
Exactly. Or who not to pick. You know,
well,
I mean,
my first marriage, boy, did I learn a lot about
exactly,
who not to pick.
Exactly. And so, you
her.
Know, revenge can be sweet, but
it is a dish best eaten cold, they say.
Well, but the thing is, it's better to use it as a learning experience rather than want to exact revenge because somebody broke your heart. I mean, everybody's heart has been broken, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's heart has been broken. If your heart hasn't been broken yet, sit tight. It will be.
She tore out my heart and stomped that sucker flat.
And the whole thing about a broken heart is it gives you an opportunity to look inside yourself and ask yourself, what do you really want out of a relationship? And what kind of person do you really need? And what kind of person are you? So if you take that, instead of using your time and energy to exact revenge on somebody, use the time and energy to heal and to get to know yourself better and to make better choices with whom you date.
Go with the itching powder.
I'd like to see how you do that, too, yeah.
Well, see, first you have to figure out how to get into his house.
Yeah.
Well, if you have one of his old keys, obviously.
Well, or if you tell him you're coming over for a booty call.
Oh.
I've never met a man yet who won't take a booty call from an ex.
From an ex?
Let me rephrase that. I've never met a man yet who won't take a booty call from me. Okay?
Okay.
So if I tell him I'm coming over for a booty call, he's going to make himself highly vulnerable.
I'll take your word for it.
Highly, highly vulnerable to me. Because men are just like that. I'm sorry.
Guys, take my advice. And I have no personal experience with this, but it just occurred to me. If your ex wants to come over and have a booty call and she offers to tie you to the bed...
Don't let her.
No.
Don't let her, exactly.
No.
Yeah. Once you get him there,
it can only go downhill from there.
There's all kinds of things. But like I said, I'm really happy now. You know, I went through 8 hard months getting over him. But I learned a lot from it, and I'm really happy now. So it's not even an issue anymore.
Well, my relationships obviously prepared me for the, pathetic shell of a man that I am today.
For the what?
I just want to see if you were listening.
I'm listening. Okay. I'm listening. Okay. I'm riveted.
Yeah.
I'm listening and riveted.
Yeah, you learn from experience.
You do. I mean, and that's the whole thing is basically you have to go through heartache to learn what you need to know to have a successful
relationship.
You got to
pay your dues if you're going to sing the blues.
Unless you listen to our show every week. If you listen to our show every week, we can save you the heartache and help you learn what you need to know.
Well, you know, most people are going to have to learn on their own anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like being a parent. You don't want your kid to repeat the mistakes you made, but you know good and damn well he's going to.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. In fact, next week, I've got an article I've been saving about us turning into our mothers. And you know what?
I'm going to turn into my mother?
No, you're going to turn into your father. I'm turning into my mother. And it's scary. It's just scary. There you go. Oh, that's a perfect pop.
Thank you.
You guys don't know this, but that's an exact impression of Pop.
I've been told that sounds exactly like
it does. It sounds exactly like him. All right. We are going to take another little break here.
God damn it, get your ass up. Hey, mow the lawn. Do something useful for once in your life.
All right. We're going to take another little break here. And then when we come back, we're going to have our You Speak Out, which is from Horny and Hazen. She's wondering if her new guy is really into her. And then we're going to answer the age-old question, does penis size matter?
Yes.
And you are listening to Night Games on URLRadio.net.
Sorry,
don't go away.